Prop rock icon Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76. A statement on Buffett's website announced the news, saying he lived his life like a song to the very last breath. A classic Jimmy Buffett song would make that seem like a pretty nice life. Relaxed, carefree, maybe hiding a little bit from life's pressures and responsibilities.
I love doing the shows, and you know, people say, how the hell can you play Margaritaville for the 257,000th time? And it's because I watch the crowd, and it's their song, it's not mine. I'm just singing it. It's background music to their lives, and that's the way I look at it.
That was Buffett talking to NPR's Morning Edition in 1999. Even though Margaritaville was his only top 10 hit, Buffett sold out venues for decades. His fans, known as Parrotheads, developed their own subculture, rivaling, maybe even surpassing, the Grateful Dead and its Deadheads. Talking to Morning Edition again in 2018, Buffett tried to make sense of it to NPR's David Green.
What is the culture? So for people who are not Parrotheads, like, what? How do you define it?
It's just escapism, you know, and it's fun and getting away from the rigors of real life.
That's what you're doing
and
for people.
These days, I think we need it more than ever.
You think there's some rigors out there?
I think people need a little fun.
Longtime Buffett fan Mike Flaherty says those concerts were the best parties in the world.
It was one of those parties where everybody was there to have the same good time.
Okay, I will say Flaherty is my friend going back to high school, but he's the first person I thought of when I saw the news because he is the biggest Parrothead I know. Over the years, his Buffett concert total hit double digits. Flaherty says for him, the big draw was that feeling of community. Starting with the tailgates before the show, everybody seemed to be in the same groove.
People would be, you know, jumping back and forth from tailgate to tailgate, sharing food, sharing drinks, sharing stories.
Jimmy Buffett's persona was a little bit of a facade, though, because over the years, he built that laid-back island brand into a sprawling business empire. Restaurants, hotels, merchandise, even retirement communities. In 2018, David Green asked him if there was any contradiction in that success.
The work-to-play ratio is, I think, what's important. And it's not a demand for products. It's a demand for a feeling that we need, you need to get away.
President Biden released a statement today. He called Buffett a poet of paradise and, quote, an American music icon who inspired generations to step back and find the joy in life and in one another. Where I see